shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Have you read the book of Zephaniah recently? What about Ecclesiastes or Titus? Well, if these books are a little unfamiliar to you, maybe it's because you've never read or studied the entire Bible. Actually, not many Christians have. But you can go through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee and do it every 5 years. We invite you to join with us in a very delightful and profitable time of studying God's Word right here on this station every weekday.
That's Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO.
It's the Golden Rule Academy Big Bounce. 10 bounce houses, games, food, prizes, and specials. And it's all free. It's our one-day school enrollment event. Come out for a fun day at Maravilla Park, 2622 Oleander Boulevard, Fort Pierce, on Saturday, February 7th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. One day only. Free registration, free transportation, free lunch program, free tuition. That's Golden Rule Academy. And it's the only five-star private Christian school on the Treasure Coast. Great academics, full contact high school football, junior high and senior high basketball, girls volleyball, cheerleading, music class, drumline. Everything is free on February 7th. Enroll now for the 2015-2016 school year, the GRA Big Bounce. For more information, please call 464-1597 or check us out on the web at goldenruleacademy.com.
Hey Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional here on the Treasure Coast. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, Executive Pastor at Truth Church, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Nehemiah chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Nehemiah chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. "But it so happened, when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and very indignant, and he mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren in the army of Samaria and said, 'What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish, stones that are burned?' Now Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him, and he said, 'Whatever they build, even if a fox goes up on it, he'll break down their stone wall.'" Verse 4 says, "Hear, O our God, for we have despised, turn their reproach on their heads, and give them as plunder to the land of captivity. Do not cover their iniquity, and do not let their sin be blotted out from before you. For they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So we built," everybody say that, "so we built the wall. And the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. Now it happened when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabs and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to close, that they became very angry." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for the anointing on the Word of God. I thank you for the Spirit of grace that abounds in our hearts tonight, that delivers truth that transforms us from the inside out. Lord, we declare in the mighty name of Jesus that your Word is truth. And that truth, God, when it does its work in us, will manifest on the outside of our life and cause us to live at the levels and the dimensions that you've called us to live. Lord, I thank you for that purpose tonight, that destiny tonight in our lives, that we fulfill every promise, that every dream you've given us is birth. Lord, that we walk in this covenant with you, God, fulfilling every desire that you've put in our heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare this tonight. If you believe that, say amen. Touch somebody and say, it's time to fight. It's time to fight. It's fight night. It's time to fight. This series that we're into is meant to be a challenge to us. It's meant to kind of encourage us to understand the principles of really why family matters. And at some point in our life, I really believe we've got to come to a place where we get this understanding that if we're going to have the kind of family that God wants us to have, then we're going to have to fight for the kind of family that God wants us to have, especially in the culture that we live in today. Amen. If we really want to leave a legacy, if we really want to leave something that's going to last, and I'm not talking about just so that your name can be remembered, so that you can have it engraved on a stone hanging on a wall somewhere on a building, but I'm talking about leaving a legacy of the Word of God and our children's children and their children's children, that we know that who comes after us is going to be a blessing to the world that they've been called to. That's the kind of legacy that we're talking about. Amen. If we're really going to do that and leave that to our kids, then how many of you know that you never build a legacy by accident? It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just kind of fall in place, and by the luck of the draw or by the way things happen in your life, you either leave a good legacy or a bad legacy based on what happens to you. How many know there's a little bit more to your destiny than just that? Amen. It's not something that you just bump into. It's not something that you just kind of collide with. If you're going to leave a legacy, then you have to leave a legacy by intention. You have to be intentional about what you're doing. The dynasty that you want to build out of your family, that what comes after you, has to be intentional. It has to be built on the Word of God. Amen. And it has to happen by purpose. Somebody say purpose. Life, if it is left to default, if we live our life in the default position of faltered creation, of sinful nature, then how many know we'll always live below the potential? We'll always fall short of where God wants us to go. Amen. I mean, nobody gets up and becomes automatically successful in life. It's not just something that, you walk into it and you're just successful. There are no turnkey humans. You know, you can't just say, okay, here he is, wind him up, let him go, everything's going to be perfect in his life. Nobody ever just wakes up in the morning and everything just kind of falls into place. The reality is, if you ever see somebody whose life is very productive, or you ever see somebody's life who is fruitful or fulfilled, they did not get there by accident. It didn't just happen to them. Amen. They might have ever realized that they were going to get to the point that they got to, but they did get there, amen? And you can always look back on their life and point to some major decision in their life that helped them to get to where they were, a major turning point where they were marked, or their course began to change, and change was taken, and it forever shaped their destiny, forever shaped their life, and caused them to move into the direction of success that God called them to. Listen, if I can just lay this all out for you tonight, I have this spirit about me. I have this mindset about me, this relentlessness with what God wants to do in our church and with what God wants to do in this community and what God wants to do with you. I'm at a place in my life where I just will not be denied. I will not. I will not keep standing idly by while people go out of their way, while the enemies of the Lord go out of their way, while the spirit and the power of darkness goes out of his way to destroy what God wants to see advance in this community. We've got to be vigilant if we're going to see families made whole. We got to be vigilant if we're going to see this church made whole. Come on, amen. I refuse to back up. Somebody shout, I refuse to back up. I refuse to take no for an answer. I'm not taking no. The devil's going to have to back off because we not backing off. Amen. I'm not going to water down the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not going to water it down. I'm not going to preach sloppy agape grace in this house. We are going to stand and we're going to fight for the things of this house, for the things of God, and we're going to see the promise of God come to pass over our children by faith, in faith, because of his grace. We shall do it. Come on, somebody ought to shout, amen. Now listen, I realize we all love Jesus tonight. Somebody say, I love Jesus. But there is a cultural mixture that's out there that has come to the house of God where people live with one foot in and one foot out. And it just kind of, it portrays the reality of our whole life. We see it in the church. We see it in the community. And listen, I love the church. I do. I love the church. I love the local church. The local church is God's plan. It's God's expression for humanity. It's God's shed full of tools to spread the gospel, to heal the sick, to change lives. That's what the church is. It's God's plan. Somebody shout, it's his plan. And I'll tell you what, I'm blessed to be part of a great church. I believe that Truth Church is a great church. I believe that what we're doing here is a mighty thing, that it's not small, but it's big. Amen. Come on, somebody help me tonight. Amen. I've always been blessed to be part of a good local church, even when things in my life weren't that blessed. But it bothers me. Listen, it bothers me. Just because I look passive sometimes, don't think that it doesn't bother me. It bothers me that the church has as many problems as the world has. It's something that I pray about and intercede for daily. That being a part of the body of Christ just seems to make no difference in some people's lives. That they can live in hell for 6 days a week and then show up at Sunday like there ain't nothing wrong in their life going on. Can I tell you, it bothers me. And I'm not trying to be judgmental. I'm trying to tell you that it breaks God's heart. And it is a hindrance to what God wants to do in people's lives. God wants to do so much through people, but he's bound by the inconsistency and by the faithlessness of some people's walk. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many realize that Jesus didn't come for us just to have church? He came for a whole lot more. Amen. He said that I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. In other words, that you'll have life that is full and overflowing. And many times we're just so content to have a little weekend experience, like a little weekend extravaganza on Sunday morning where we get a little touch of the Holy Ghost, we get a little bit of word, and we go home and we just think, well, that's why I got what I needed for this week. No. That's not what you needed for the week. That's the equipping so that you can overcome through the week. Not so you can come home and flip on the TV and be overcome. Oh, come on now. God wants us to experience a transformed life. Romans 5:17 says this, "For if by one man's offense death reigned through one, much more those who received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one, Jesus Christ."
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
There was a time that when you went to church that everything that had to do with the promises of God or everything that had to do with an abundant life, everything that had to do with the abundance of God or the gift of God, that all that stuff was tied up in eternity. I remember I grew up in that church. If you wanted anything to be blessed or you wanted anything that was going to benefit you, you had to get it over there, over yonder, up in heaven. Come on, amen. Because there really wasn't a whole lot of hope for anybody that was here. I just heard the Pope say that it was God's will for every believer on the planet to be poor. Yeah, he said it. That is ridiculous. Can I just tell you that is not in the Bible? It is not in the Bible. I know it's shocking, isn't it? It's God's plan for everybody to be poor. Amen. And we grew up in a society in the previous generation that the more people talked about how much they loved Jesus, the poorer they had to be. There was no such thing as abundant life. People walked in this persona of always being in need, always having a weight, always having a burden, always shouldering pain. That is not the abundant life. Come on, amen. They used to sing songs about how it was going to be when we got to heaven, when we all get to heaven. Y'all remember? Streets of gold and a mansion over the hilltop and all the great things. What a wonderful day that will be when Jesus I shall see. Well, how many of you can see Jesus right now? Everything back then was always future tense, and there was nothing to help me to get me through what I was going through right now. I just had to grit my teeth, and I had to bear, and I had to pull myself up by my bootstraps and just hang on and hope things would get better. That is not biblical truth, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I got this in my spirit. You're going to have to just deal with me tonight. I'm here to announce to you that the Bible does not teach that. It is not scriptural. The Bible does not teach that heaven is in the future. The Bible teaches that heaven is in me now. It's in my heart now that God intends for the kingdom of heaven to be made manifest in my life every day that I'm alive, every day that I'm walking, every day that I'm talking. That means that when I get up on Monday morning and I go to a workplace called nasty, that I can show up at a workplace called nasty with the Spirit of God in me and change the atmosphere of the place that I'm in, and nasty becomes wonderful because I've got the kingdom of heaven living on the inside of me. Oh, hallelujah. You can rule in the middle of things that are bad, that are falling apart, when you got Jesus on the inside of you. You can walk through difficult seasons with joy in your heart and a smile on your face. You ain't got to look like you got your brains beat out with a baseball bat. I don't care how hard it's been. It just drives me nuts to see a believer that tells me they got victory in their life and they just look like, how you doing today? I'm blessed. You are? Oh, praise God. I'm so blessed. Yeah, you found yourself at Truth Church again. Listen, if what you believe don't work on Thursday afternoon in your living room, it ain't going to work for you on Sunday morning in the sanctuary. Because God intends for you and I to reign in this life. To reign. Somebody say reign. I'm not talking about the rain that falls out of the sky. I'm talking about ruling and reigning. I'm talking about having dominion. Amen. Listen, I believe God wants to liberate some people in here tonight because God is raising up a people, a man and a woman that will not be denied. And I realize this. We got all kinds of families. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. We got people that are single today. We got people that are married today. We got people that are divorced today. We got people that are going through divorce. We got people that are shacking up, that are in the church. We got people that some are married, some ain't, some in, some out. But this is the truth. God works through people no matter where they are. And he can take any situation in their life and he can use it as a marking point in their life, a turning point in their life, that they can fulfill the destiny of God on their life, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Come on, amen. God is raising up something that will become a living memorial in each and every one of our lives that we will be able to pass down to our children and to their children and to their children and to their children, because my God is able. He can take every nasty situation. He can take every broken marriage. He can take every runaway child, and he can turn it to his good and be glorified in it if we will turn our hearts towards the Lord. If we will accept that God has called us to be an overcomer and not be overcome. But we've got to reign. You cannot be ruled over by sin. Sin cannot have dominion over you. You have to have dominion over it. I want to live as an overcomer. Do I got any help in the house tonight? I want to live as an overcomer. Doesn't it just sound good when you just try it on for size? I want to live as an overcomer. It feels good when you say it. Do you know when you get to heaven, there are no rewards passed out for those people that just show up? Just because you showed up don't mean you're getting anything. It just means you made it to heaven. Hear me now. This is very biblical. The Bible says, to him that overcomes, I will grant to sit on my throne. To him that overcomes, I will put a crown of life on his head. To him that overcomes, I will clothe with a white robe. Why does the Bible continually say, to him that overcomes, I will give these rewards? Because listen, overcoming is a choice. Hear me. Overcoming is a choice. Everything in your life that you need to overcome, God has already overcome. If you want the overcoming that God has done to manifest in your life, then you've got to make the choice. What a novel idea. Get in faith. Believe. Overcome. But pastor, I got overcome. But pastor, you just don't know where I've been. Just get in faith. Believe. But it's over my life. Well, then repent from it. Stop doing it. You know, here, we get all hung up on repentance. Let me just tell you about what repentance really is, okay? Because people tell people all the time, well, you got to repent if you're going to be saved. You only repent one time when you get saved, when you ask for forgiveness. From that moment on, repentance means changing the direction of your life in every area so that sin will not have dominion over you. That means if I'm walking in this direction one day and I keep getting in trouble with it, I'm still a born-again believer. I still love Jesus, but I keep walking into this thing every day because something ain't right in me. The Bible says repent from doing that. Well, what does that mean, Pastor? It means stop walking that way and start going this way. Change your direction. That's really all repent means. It means make a 180. And people say, well, I just can't stop sinning. Well, you need to find a new path. Get on the path that's been illuminated by the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that the lamp of the Lord is in your spirit. The spirit is the lamp of the Lord. If you tune into the Holy Ghost and get led by the Holy Ghost, how many of you know that the Holy Ghost is never going to lead you into a sin? People say, I'm spirit-led. Well, if you're spirit-led, why are you smoking crack? I'm just led by the Holy Ghost. Well, then why are you cheating on your spouse? Oh, well, let's just bring it home. Well, I'm led by the Holy Spirit. Well, why are you talking about people on Facebook? When we talk about adultery, smoking crack, everyone's like, yeah, amen, Pastor, yeah, amen. We start talking about people posting things on Facebook, and everybody's, repent! Oh, I'm helping you right now. That was worth the price of admission right there. John 3:8 says this. He says, for this purpose the Son of Man was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus said that I have come so that you can overcome. In other words, God wants you to learn how to be an overcomer in every aspect, in every area of your life, every day to be an overcomer. So, well, what do I need to overcome? That thing that's holding you back. Thing that's killing your dream. That lie that you believe about yourself. See, when we start getting in the strongholds, man, it's tough because we don't even know sometimes we got strongholds in our lives. That aunt so-and-so about it, so-and-so spoke into us when we were 10 years old. We were on the back porch, and Aunt so-and-so leans over and says, "Well, you're so dumb, you ain't never going to amount to nothing." And that thing as a seed was planted in your heart as a small child. And here you are at 60, 70 years old, and you still believe that lie. That's a stronghold. It's a destiny robber. And Jesus said, "No, I want you to overcome. You got to repent from that. Change what you believe." "Well, what do you want me to believe?" "Well, try believing what your Father in heaven says about you. If you don't know what he says about you, go Google it. It'll keep you up all night. Because he's got some very interesting things to say about you that are pretty stinking awesome."
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth.
For Christ our King.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
It's the Golden Rule Academy Big Bounce. 10 bounce houses, games, food, prizes, and specials, and it's all free. It's our one-day school enrollment event. Come out for a fun day at Maravilla Park, 2622 Oleander Boulevard, Fort Pierce, on Saturday, February 7th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. One day only. Free registration, free transportation, free lunch program, free tuition. That's Golden Rule Academy, and it's the only five-star private Christian school on the Treasure Coast. Great academics, full-contact high school football, junior high and senior high basketball, girls volleyball, cheerleading, music class, drumline. Everything is free on February 7th. Enroll now for the 2015-2016 school year, the GRA Big Bounce. For more information, please call 464-1597 or check us out on the web at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.